Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of the Totally Indian Football Show with me, your host, Sidhu. And this one, I think every episode is special for me, you know, that's the fact. And I always say that I love getting guests in studio because I love doing it in person. And because of that, I always reach out and see, okay, who are the guys in Mumbai? Because I'm based in Mumbai. And I'm like, okay, let me just get them on the show so that it becomes feasible for them to come down and all of that. And guys, guess what? Today, he's not from Mumbai. He's not even from any geographically vicinity around Mumbai or Maharashtra. He's all the way from Shimla. His name is Abhinav Nekta. He's the president of Shimla Football Club. So, I mean, Shimla is known for apples. It's also known for the sport. We've had some lovely players from up there.
Yeah.
Himachal and all of
Vishal
Uttarakhand.
Gath, he plays in Mohun Bagan.
Yes. And I think it's lovely to have you, Abhinav.
Thank you.
We've connected again. This is again an episode straight out of LinkedIn, I would say.
LinkedIn.
You know? And then when you put out a post saying, oh, by the way, we're recording this episode on 6th of November. You're not listening to it on the 6th, but the significance of 6th of November and the reason why he was here to watch the game between Mumbai City FC and Al Hilal. So that's how, you know, he put out a post saying, you know, I'll be traveling for this game, so would love to meet up in Mumbai. And I'm like, let's do a catch up on the show. So Abhinav, hearty welcome and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on your podcast. Like, I came here to Mumbai. Maybe I'll see Neymar, but of course, Neymar is injured for this match. Hopefully, Appuya will play well and do well in the match. And also, we have the World Cup qualifiers coming up. So, yeah, hopefully, he'll play well. And yeah, looking forward for this podcast.
Great. Now, let's get right into it, Abhinav. If we would have met off the record also, I think over a coffee or breakfast or lunch, we would have gone on to talk about, you know, tell me about you. So I think I'm giving this leeway and privilege to all the listeners, not just for me. So tell me a bit about you, your journey, and how did that culminate into Shimla Football Club?
So originally I'm from Shimla, and growing up, I was not a football fan. I was a good athlete, but not a football fan. But I slid into the football team because I was quite athletic. So, yeah, when I was in like, maybe when I was 16, 17, at that time, when I started getting into the house teams and school teams, at that time, I fell in love with the sport. And the love grew so much that in the school time, we were used to play before school, after school, and that's so. But we didn't have any coaches or proper infrastructure. As you told, like, Shimla is not known for football. It's known for the apples or the scenic beauty and all that stuff. So we didn't got any kind of coaching, proper coaching. So when I was in school, no proper coaching, just used to play like with the friends. But in college, the passion grew so much, watching YouTube videos, trying to do all the drills and all that stuff. Though my college was in Shimla, but I kind of got a leave from the school that I'll be going to an academy. So I joined an academy in Delhi, and I was there for like 5, 6, 7 months. I was the oldest one because at that time I would be like 18, 19. So at that time, like, I was the oldest one. You cannot technically be a better player at 18, 19. You have to do it from quite a young age.
Right.
So at that time, like, I was quite old, but I'm like, I was good at it. But to be a professional football player, you have to start young, right?
Yeah.
So my coach, he was from Egypt. His name was Sharif Salim. He told me, like, you play well, you can do it. You may reach semi-pro, may be pro, but the chances are few. So, but you are good with your leadership skills. I was the captain there as well because I was the oldest and I had good leadership skills. And I was also good tactically because of the YouTube videos. So you may get into coaching. At that time, I was like 19, 20, and I decided to do my license courses. So I began with the D license and then moved to the C license. So at that time, I was doing part-time coaching and then part-time playing as well. So at that time, with the same club, I got the opportunity to go to Spain as well. So it was with the 5th division club, and they also play in the 7th division, the B team. So when we went to Spain, my job role was as an assistant coach and in operations as well. So Spain was a different example and a different experience for us, for me especially, because coming from, like, I always say, from Shimla to Spain, like, it's a big jump. So we worked with them, and my good thing is that I try to get the vibe of the place. So exactly, we went to Granada, and we also saw the sessions of Granada FC from La Liga. So it was so overwhelming for me, because we hadn't had such kind of stadiums here in like Shimla especially, or in Himachal in general. So I used to stay in the stadium, watch the sessions. There was Espanyol Academy at that time there as well. So I used to stay there, watch sessions from like under 6, under 10s, under 13s, under 15s, watch matches till 10. Because it was such an overwhelming experiences. But I had to cut it short because of the COVID in 2020, like the COVID hit. At that time, we had nothing to do, so only brainstorming. So at that time, we had an idea with the academy that I was playing in, that let's start something in Himachal, because at that time, there was nothing in Himachal, no professional clubs. So at that time, we talked with the association there, and through that, we became one of the first professional clubs. So at that time, there were only two professional clubs, our club, Shimla FC, and one is Tektro, that is owned by Minerva and Neeraj, my dear friend. So at that time, 2020, because we were so eager to do the state league and get into the I League second division thing, Himachal became the first state to actually do the state league after the COVID. And it was the first state league of Himachal as well. So we became the first league, and at that time, all the good players came to Himachal, like likes of Anwar Ali and Himanshu Jagra. They played with Minerva at that time in Tektro. So it was a very good league, and it was a great experience. So even me, for personally, when I was like 21, we began the club, and for me it was very, I mean, overwhelming. From six months before, I was trying to get a professional contract, and now I'm trying to give contracts and dealing with the players.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is so from 2021 we are running this football club, and this has been like quite a journey for me.
You know, when you were talking all this while, when I've been noticing among young Indian players is the amount of exposure that players get when they step out of either their comfort zone or geographically outside of India. You know, recently I spoke to Jay Gupta, who's playing for FC Goa, and until I could speak to him, we had no clue. I personally had no clue. None of them had a clue of how would he speak, what is he like, apart from the FC Goa team, of course. But, you know, he spent 7 to 8 years in Spain and Portugal combined.
Mm-hmm.
And the moment he started speaking, you could sense the maturity in him. He's just 21, 22 now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a talk of the town, right? He's been even, like I said earlier, that we were recording this on 6th. So there was a game on the 5th, and Jay Gupta played a key role even for the FC Goa team there. So I'm just saying that what I noticed in you also, you mentioned at an early age when you moved to Delhi, you had an Egyptian, a coach who's from Egypt. And then from years later, you got a chance to go to Spain, and that kind of also helped you.
Mm-hmm.
So how much of an influence that particular aspect has been in your life, and do you see in generally in young players to get that exposure, you know, to go out? I'm sure you never thought of you would ever step out of Shimla, right?
Yeah.
But to have that experience, and today you have that confidence to run a club at that age. So give us a bit more insight into how does that shape a person or a player at that age?
I think, to be honest, I'm not a studious kid. From young age, I am trying to learn from the experiences. So even when I was in the academy, I used to like jump into trains without ticket, with the ticket, and go to different trials, maybe Ahmedabad, South India, anywhere, just to get a trial. And like, those are things that actually helped me in life, because I try to grab as much as I can from the club, how it's running, how things are going. And similarly with Spain. So first thing is, yes, moving out. And second thing is actually learning from the place and learning from the people. That is the main thing that I have been doing. And these are the things that has helped me while running the club. So yes, one more thing is that when you are going abroad and when you are going out of your comfort zone, because our parents, or maybe because of the culture, like we are not allowed what will you do, or maybe the parents don't have that confidence.
Now that you mentioned that aspect, can you also tell us how was their response like when you said you would be going to Spain?
So initially I didn't got that support. But yeah, my like now, right now, my parents are supportive and all that. But initially for the academy, for the Spain tour, for anything, I didn't got that initial nod from my parents. But yeah, I understand their care. I understand their insecurities. I understand that football is not that much looked up. But yeah, in the end, I think I have good conversation skills that I managed to convince them and help them. Not only with my parents, I have to convince other parents from our academy as well. Even if we are going 10 kilometers, like, it is a huge task convincing parents because of the security and all that thing. So I think I have to be good at that, not only with my parents, but with other players' parents as well.
Now that you mentioned about all of that aspect, and now you are full-fledged running a club since 2021. Mm-hmm. It's been 2 years, 2.5 years, almost three now. What has the experience been like for you personally? And what is the response from where running the club with the parents, with the kids? How has, what are they have to say? Are they, you know, really encouraged that, oh, we have finally have something, a club that we can go out, or an academy that we can play? Or it's a mixed bag of emotions. Like you mentioned, if you have to travel a bit even further, there are questions raised. So how is it like been for you so long?
Okay, so when we started the club, we were focused on Himachal, but also North India, because the academy we partnered up with, I had the club with, was from Delhi. So we had camps running in Delhi, Chandigarh, Gurgaon, and all that stuff. So, but when we did it, like, something was not clicking right, because being from Shimla and myself being from Shimla, we were not able to produce local talent because we were bound from the infrastructural thing. So at that time I decided, because at that time we were also nominated for the I-League second division thing, but that time I realized I-League second division can happen next year or the next year, but if you cannot create that fan base from initially, I think it's of no use. Because when I started it because I had not got the opportunities when I was a child, right? So maybe Delhi will have their own Delhi FC, Chandigarh will have their own Chandigarh FC, but for me, Shimla FC is for the players of Himachal first. Players from Himachal should be prioritized. So at that time I thought that no worries, we'll play I-League second division some other year, but let's take a step back and focus on the players of Himachal. So as of now, like, we have the most difficulty that we have is because of the geographical reason that we cannot have a full-fledged ground or something. But when it comes to the children, when it comes to the players, like, I think where the academy we are running in, we are full-fledged. Like, we cannot have more kids in. We are only restricted by the infrastructure. We are not restricted by the players or their passion. And even when we get the call from our coaches, or we get the call for the players that we want to enroll in your academy, or we want to be at the part of Shimla FC. So with a heavy heart, we have to say no, that because we are full with that particular ground. So yeah, we are searching for different grounds, but in terms of the popularity of the sport, in terms of the dedication towards the sport, we haven't seen any kind of thing that is stopping us from there. So only thing is the field part, and we'll soon sort it out.
You mentioned that you were also got into coaching, right? And as an early on, you know, from a player onwards, you kind of, even in Spain, you were as an assistant coach. Yeah. So, is coaching something that you still continue to do, or are you just looking at, because a lot of administration role as well when you run a club or an academy. So, or do you enjoy coaching, and what is it that you kind of took from being a player to a coach? And if you can give us a glimpse into your experience in Spain as an assistant coach.
So, good thing is that I have experience as a player, like all the small details, and also experience as a coach, and now I'm getting that experience as a administrator or a club president. So the good thing is that I, at some level, to a certain extent, I'm able to understand the situation of the players, what they're feeling right now, or what they're feeling at home, what the problems are, and similarly with the coaches as well. So as of now, I'm deviating from the coaching part because I have to focus on increasing the club's revenue and increasing the club's popularity on all that thing. So as of now, I am deviating from it. But yeah, like, I love how things work in the academy. I overlook the coaches, kind of technical director post. But as of now, I don't coach on a regular basis. When we went to Spain, like I had like 90% of the team that we were allowed to play. We were in the team. So almost 90% were older than me. So they were like, why you become a coach so early in life? But they don't understand the Indian parents' mentality. And like even 28, 29 years older players were like striving to become a professional player. So the only thing that I think... When we went there, like we had 3-4 Indian players that were trialing with that club. And in terms of quality, I don't see a huge difference, especially when we come to the 5th division or the 6th division of Spanish football. The only difference that I feel is like, suppose like if you own a IPL club, not a football club, but an IPL club. So you'll try to have players from either England, Australia, or like South Africa, right? So there were different players from different nationalities in that club as well, right? So someone was from South Korea, Brazil, Mexico. So Indians are not that preferred. Only if you are like out of this world, you're Messi there, only then they can have you. Otherwise, like they have similar kind of players in Spain, similar kind of players in Europe, right? So that you don't have that visa issues. So that is the only, because like I, even though I was the assistant coach, I, because the coach said like you can play there as well, because I was quite young, so you can join the training sessions. So at some times when there were like few players or we had odd even thing, so at that time I played with them, and I even myself, I didn't feel that there is a huge difference. Of course they are better in terms of technicalities, but if you are there training for one year, I don't think that there'll be a huge difference. The only difference is that you have to be exceptionally well if you have to get into the scene of like La Liga scene or European football scene.
You mentioned that you spoke about you're also working on, you know, getting the revenue in and kind of sustaining a club. Mm-hmm. And I think being in Indian football, both of our experiences and everyone who is listening to it, we are aware of the mm-hmm. struggles that you need to sustain a club or an academy.
True.
Out there, many clubs have come in, many clubs have gone, many academies have remained and some have not there anymore, especially the post-COVID era. So how do you, if you can mm-hmm. share with us of how do you try to build this up, build this club, mm-hmm. making sure, you know, there's somewhere it doesn't die down, but also sustains. And as much as you're producing talent, you also get some kind of revenue going in.
True. According to me, what I feel is I have a strong opinion that all football players or all football lovers cannot be businessmen, and all businessmen cannot be football players.
True.
So I think that where there is a difference where we lack in sports. So when we are talking about running a football club, either the sports passionate people, football passionate people are running, but they don't have that business knowledge, or either businessmen are running that they don't have that passion for football.
Right.
So that at that point, we have a huge difference. Like, if I have to give you a couple of examples, maybe Ranjit Bajaj from Minerva and Mr. Kishore Ted from like Bhaichung Bhutia, I think that they both are the couple, like perfect example. When you have a good personality with a good passion for sports, you can run a good football club and you can run academies that are profitable, that are doing good, and that are creating players for the national team as well. So they are the kind of academies and people that I really look up to. And yes, because you, as we are in India, we don't have broadcasting revenue, especially for the lower division clubs. We don't have broadcasting revenue or the ticketing sales. So how do you have to be creative with your revenue? How do you put in money and get the return on investment? So you have to be creative, especially in India, because our market is price sensitive. So we have to, because when I was like young, I was football passionate, but I didn't have that business knowledge. So in these couple of years, I am trying to learn how to actually build the club, trying to get the business side of things and doing all that thing. And yes, we have been working on this and we have got our revenue up, we have expanded, and yes, we are looking from all these experiences, we are growing, trying to grow the academy and the club as well.
Right. And Moving on, like, how do you, when someone's listening to this episode, I'm sure the first, I mean, if they are Indian football lovers and if they like what's happening in the Indian football scene, I think this episode could be interesting just to see the fact that Shimla Football Club is someone talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
How would you describe what Shimla Football Club is and what you are doing within that community? To someone listening to this episode, if you had to briefly talk about it.
Okay, Shimla Football Club is initially for all the Pahadis. So Pahadis are the people from Himachal, from Uttarakhand. Even in Uttarakhand, you won't find any club that is in I-League or ISL. So if you go there, like, the people are very strong. Because of the high altitude, people have good stamina, but they don't have the right pathway because of the geographical reasons or because of the government or whatever. So this club is for all the Pahadis. This club is for all the people that are connected with sports, that are wanting to get into the professional scene. So we are connected to all these people from Himachal, even Chandigarh that for that matter, and from Uttarakhand as well.
Now, you've mentioned about Vishal Keth playing in ISL and who's from there. And we also have, when you go to Uttarakhand, Dehradun, we have Anirudh Thapa and many other players playing and representing those smaller states, right? I think it's these players that when we look up, they are profile like, oh, this is where they are from, you know, and that's where you connect. I work for BBFS as well, Academy, and I think the last edition of the trials period, there was a specific only in Uttarakhand. And the talent, I mean, yes, talent is on one side, but just the response of kids come in huge numbers was just overwhelming, even though I wasn't there, but I could see in photos and videos. What is it that the Pahadis, yes, they are strong and everything, but and the fact that the larger section of India doesn't know about this. So, I didn't know a Garhwal FC, like, though it plays in Delhi. But a Garhwal is a place from the Uttarakhand, from they are the Pahadis or the Garhwali community. And apparently, it's a club that's more than 50 years old. What is it that the larger section of people don't know about? You know, why is it that we don't know about, you know, the section of people who love football? Because I have heard stories from people who are there where if there's a game happening, the whole community, the whole village will come and watch the sport, irrespective of what sport it is. But now we're talking about football. How else would you want people and all of us? Because when you look at football in India, you're looking at the pockets of Kerala, Goa, Northeast, maybe a bit of Punjab because of Tata Football Academy down there in Chandigarh, maybe yes. Kolkata, of course. But you know, these parts don't get looked at or spoken about. So how would you want people to say that, you know, hey, you know what, we have the talent, we have the potential. So all those probably, you know, are interested in investing us in in your club. How would you sell, if I don't know if that's the right word, but how would you do that?
Okay, so whenever maybe your ISL club will do a trial, they will all do in the tier 1 cities, right?
Yeah.
So for a person who is staying in Garhwal or for a person who is staying in Kinnaur for that matter, won't be able to come to Delhi in one day. It'll take around 2 days to reach there. And especially when he's under 18, under 13, so it gets very difficult for him and his parents to manage the commute part as well. So all the things, when we talk about the grassroots, we have to go into the depths of India. Okay, so when we are going into the depths, at that time we'll find the right talent and we'll find the right people that there are. So in Maharashtra, when we talk about the Kolhapur district, so we haven't actually, it's not that we are lacking in kind of any kind of talent, it's that we haven't got into the depth of India. And when we go into that depth, at that time we'll find the right pool and right academies and right players. So what our philosophy is that we don't want to focus on only the major cities. If we had to, we from the first year, we had like, we shifted to Delhi. We could have stayed there and made good revenue, whatever. So, but we decided to go back to Shimla and start a club there and start a fan base there. So what our philosophy is that we will open as much non-residential academies in Himachal. And from there, we will kind of create a funnel where, because we don't want to restrict anyone by their talent. Because, so hypothetically, if we have like, 200 students. Because we are not focused on the quality. Because initially what clubs do is that they judge a person from a 25 player from a 25 minutes trial, right? So by opening as much non-residential academies, what our aim is to create a lot of buzz around football so that there are a lot of people that they are saying that we are going to a football academy. Even if out of 100 we only manage to create one good player, we'll filter it out and we can send that particular child or particular player to another club that is better than us. Or for tomorrow, like down the years, we have a plan to open a center of excellence. So when we have that ecosystem, where we have around 500, 700 kids in our academy, right now we have 200 kids in our academy. So when we have around 500, 700 players in our academies, at that time, we'll open a center of excellence. And from there, we'll try to build those players. Because as of now, when we're talking about Indian parents, they won't allow their children to go out of Shimla or out of their city and under 13 player to go out of the city and be in a professional setup, and even if that's the best academy, because of the study part, because of the security part. So even only he will only go out of the city or out of the town when he knows that like I have a good chance of becoming a professional player.
Right.
So we are not discouraging anyone, even if he doesn't manage to become all the 99 players that are not becoming the players. So for tomorrow, we can educate them that you can be something else in sports if you want to continue that sports. So out of 99, if nine players decide that, okay, we'll be maybe sports podcaster or maybe physiotherapists or coaches, and we still have 90. And those 90 are the actual fans that can connect with us. So this is how we are looking to create long-term fans as well. We are not trying to create something very shallow that is like we only go to the pyramid in terms of Indian football. We are going to I League second division, then I League, and then ISL, because as you see that most of the I League games are stadiums are completely empty. That is because maybe you can, through corporate entries, you can get into the I League system, but because we don't have that fan base, it gets very difficult to actually fill the stadiums, and then we blame that we cannot sell merchandise, we cannot sell tickets to the fans. First, I think this is very important, because even if for tomorrow we are struggling with the money part, we are going bankrupt. As you have seen stories in England that even the clubs have a good fan base and the fans rescue them from bankruptcy and save the club. So our motive is to actually first create that fan base, and that fan base, the player who can connect with us, the players or the people who are in Himachal or the Pahadis, that they are the people that will first connect with us. So this is our plan down the years.
Great. And finally, to ask you, how has the support, or has there been any kind of communication with the association there, and also with, say, the larger federation of the bodies? How has their response been to what you're doing?
I think we are one of the biggest academies in Himachal, and they have acknowledged us pretty well. We are currently working with Deepak Sharma, who is the secretary of Himachal Pradesh. We are currently working with him as to find different venues for the academy. Because as I told you, in terms of like interest from the people, from the players in Himachal, we don't see anything different from maybe from West Bengal, but the thing that is stopping the players, the parents, from sending the students is the infrastructure part and the overall ecosystem. Because if you don't have grounds, you cannot train. If you cannot train, you will not have coaches, and if you cannot have coaches, you will not have the leagues. And that is the ecosystem, and all because of the grounds, the whole ecosystem gets affected.
Right. And finally, what would you, if I had to tell you in one line, about Shimla Football Club and why this club or academy is so special to you?
This is because I have stayed in Shimla for now 24 years, and I have lived and breathed Shimla. So we've been there for all our lives. We love our local chai points. We love our mountains. We love the snow. We love our apples. And now we love our football club. So and not only this, because this is to Shimla, but because the players and the people that are in support because they have never seen something like this happen. Like all the Aniruddh Thapas and Vishal Kets have become an Indian player because they moved out pretty early in their lives, moved out to tier one cities. But we want to hear in down the line, down the years, we want to hear that yes, a player from Shimla FC who stayed in Shimla became a professional player and is now playing for Indian football team.
Great. All the best wishes, Abhinav. And to everyone listening, Shimla, the next time you make a trip, if you're an Indian football fan, make sure you also go visit not just the scenic beauty or for the apples, but also go meet Abhinav. And he's a very sweet chap. So, you can connect with him on LinkedIn if you are there. And if you think in any way you can help him build this place and help him build that project. Abhinav, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
And I think I have one more place and I know one more person now who can set me up in I have a trip itinerary right in Shimla. So thank you once again.
Thank you
so much. It really means I have to tell all the listeners that again 6th November is when we recorded this. I have to say this. So he landed in the morning, met up with his friends and he directly came here. I also kept him waiting for some time. But thank you so much once again, Abhinav. It's been an absolute pleasure for me to host you.
Thank you, Siju. Like it's equally overwhelming for me as well. I hope to have people like you in my life. And yeah, this year, like in 2024, I have like a thing that way I'll meet as much people as possible. People from Bangalore, West Bengal, Northeast, so that I can actually, what I used to do before, like connect with people, learn from experiences. That is my aim for 2024. And I hope that I'll meet new people like you.
Yeah, thank absolutely. You. And hope this episode also opens up many doors for you. And thank all you. The very best. Oh, all the lovely listeners, I hope you enjoy this episode. That's the USP of our show. You get to hear people from all across the country, beyond the country, and it doesn't matter which part of the country you are, actually. If you have a story, you will be on the show. This is a Totally Indian Football Show with me, Siju. Thank you so much. We are a show available on all the leading audio platforms. This is me signing off. Enjoy the week.